Ever notice how your to-do list grows faster than you can cross things off? You arrive at work with good intentions, ready to tackle that strategic project, but by lunch, you've answered 47 emails, updated 3 spreadsheets, and scheduled next week's meetings. By day's end, you're exhausted, yet nothing meaningful got done. This is the busy work trap, and it's suffocating modern professionals everywhere. The average knowledge worker spends 40% of their day on repetitive, low-value tasks that could be automated. That's 2 days every week, over 500 hours annually, lost to digital drudgery. But here's the revelation. We don't need to work faster. We need to eliminate the work altogether. This isn't about productivity hacks or time management tricks. It's about fundamentally redesigning how work gets done through strategic automation, a shift from how can I do this quicker to why am I doing this at all? Think of automation like a heavy stone wheel. The first push requires real effort, but once spinning, each rotation becomes easier and generates more energy. This is the automation flywheel, a continuous cycle that compounds efficiency gains over time, eliminating busy work rather than just doing it faster. The flywheel operates in 3 stages. First, divide and conquer, by tracking your time ruthlessly for a week to discover gaps between perception and reality. Next, design and implement. Start small with quick wins, like automating social media scheduling, creating content templates, and setting up engagement tracking. Finally, refine and iterate by measuring time saved, identifying bottlenecks, and continuously improving. Unlike busy work with diminishing returns, automation delivers growing dividends. Each improvement compounds, eventually freeing hours weekly for strategic work and innovation. As the wheel spins faster, you gain more time for improvement, which enables more automation, a virtuous cycle that transforms how you work. Before escaping busy work, conduct a brutal audit of where your time actually goes, like a food diary for your workday. Track activities hourly or use evening journaling. You'll discover shocking truths. That quick email reply involves reading, research, drafting, editing, and follow-up. A single response spirals into hours when multiplied across dozens of daily messages. The best automation candidates are repetitive, at least weekly, follow predictable patterns, require minimal judgment, and involve multiple steps. Think expense reporting, social media posting, meeting scheduling, tasks that don't benefit from your personal touch. Email management alone consumes 2.5 hours daily for the average professional. Simple automations, filters sorting by priority, templates for common responses, automated reminders, transform email from constant distraction into manageable tool. The mindset shift. View every task through a lens of digital delegation, constantly asking what deserves your attention versus what can be systematically handled. Maintain an automation opportunity log, noting recurring tasks, reviewing quarterly for continuous improvement. Like the London Underground map, workflow mapping transforms complex processes into navigable systems. Before automating, document everything, every step, dependency, decision point, and informal practice. Identify trigger points and endpoints, then sketch the middle documents, data exchanges, approvals, contingencies, and branch points where workflows diverge. This visualization reveals hidden complexity and automation opportunities. A chaotic content workflow becomes systematic with clear handoffs and automated notifications. An expense reporting map might expose redundant approvals, cutting processing time from weeks to days. Two principles maximize impact: modularity and the Pareto principle. Modular workflows use self-contained components you can rearrange independently, like separate modules for document collection, credit checks, and account setup in customer onboarding. The Pareto principle suggests 20% of efforts produce 80% of results, so automate high-impact activities first. The goal isn't perfection, but clarity, unambiguous workflows that eliminate nagging details from your mental whiteboard, free in cognitive space, while creating institutional knowledge that simplifies onboarding and makes improvements visible. Implementation brings workflows to life through platforms like Zapier, Make, and Airtable. Visual interfaces where you connect elements like building blocks, no coding required. The key skill isn't programming, it's patience. For each workflow step, identify needed actions and enabling features. A meeting scheduler requires an email template with calendar link, appointment software integration, confirmations, reminders, and CRM updates. Plan for edge cases, rescheduling, cancellations, time zone conflicts. Start with familiar tools. Calendly limits daily meetings and adds buffers. Gmail offers advanced filters. Microsoft Teams automates file sharing. Cloud-based services run continuously and update automatically. A form submission can trigger data transfers across applications while you focus elsewhere. When evaluating tools, prioritize strong reviews, regular updates, reasonable costs, and time savings. Calculate cost per use. A $200 tool used 312 times costs $0.64 per use. Check data mobility, integrations, compliance, ease of use, and support quality. Document your processes thoroughly, including failure points and backup procedures. Like writing, automation requires overcoming initial resistance, then refining what you've created. Once workflows are implemented, assess their performance systematically, how they flow, where they break, whether they're achieving goals. Establish relevant key performance indicators for what matters most: automation frequency, runtime, time saved, error rates, profit increases, quality improvements, customer satisfaction. An email automation might track delivery rates, open rates, response times, and manual interventions required. Start with 3-4 core metrics aligned with primary objectives. Make KPIs SMART: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time-bound. Set concrete targets, like reduce manual data entry by 50% within 3 months. Create visual dashboards and establish review cycles: weekly for critical metrics, monthly for trends, quarterly for strategic adjustments. Workflows are complex systems, requiring systems thinking. Identify feedback points where you can adjust the system, like a bathtub's faucet and drain controlling water flow. Watch for trends: error rate spikes during specific times or with particular inputs. Create feedback loops: request specific input through templates, filter and synthesize responses, apply prioritized changes based on impact versus effort, and repeat regularly. Balance perfectionism with pragmatism. First attempts are often budgy. Document issues and solutions to build institutional knowledge. With each refinement cycle, your automations become smoother and more reliable. How we spend our days is how we spend our lives. The mission isn't just productivity, it's freeing ourselves from digital busy work. Start by automating your memory. Our brains forget most information, with short-term memory limited to about 7 pieces. Automation serves as extended memory, offering scalability, transparency through automatic record keeping, and set-it-and-forget-it convenience. Communication automation addresses unprecedented channel volume: emails, texts, instant messages, video calls. AI-backed speech recognition for meeting notes or chatbots answering FAQs dramatically streamline interactions. A 2022 study found 71% of finance professionals believed automation would positively impact job satisfaction. The average knowledge worker is interrupted every 11 minutes and needs 23 minutes to regain deep focus. Strategic automation protects this attention, handling routine interruptions and maintaining workflow continuity. Professionals implementing the automation flywheel report gaining 2 to 3 hours of focused work daily, transforming not just how we work, but how we experience our lives. The future isn't replacing humans with machines, it's using automation to enhance creativity, strategic thinking, and meaningful connection. Stop drowning in busy work. Start building your flywheel today.